Letter of Ignatius to the Magnesians, Chapter 1. Ignatius, also called the God-Bearer, to the assembly in Magnesia, which is near the Myandros, and which is blessed with the favor of God the Father through the Anointed One Jesus our Savior. I greet you and wish you every joy in God the Father and in Jesus the Anointed One. I have learned of the perfect order of your love toward God. And so, it is with great joy in the faith of Jesus the Anointed One that I have decided to address you. For as one who had been deemed worthy of a name so dear to God, I sing in the chains I bear about with me, the praise of the assemblies. I pray that the assemblies may have unity in the flesh and spirit of Jesus the Anointed One, who is our everlasting life. A union in both faith and love, which is to be preferred to everything else. But above all, union with Jesus and the Father, through whom we shall attain God, if only we endure and escape from the wanton attacks of the chief of the age. Therefore, since it was possible for me to see you in the person of your God-worthy overseer, Damas, and the worthy elders, Bassos and Apollonios, and my fellow slave, the minister Zotionos, may I continue to have joy in him, because he is obedient to the overseer as to the favor of God, and to the elders as to the law of Jesus the Anointed One. But it also ill becomes you to take advantage of the youth of your overseer. Instead, you should show him all respect in accordance with the power of God the Father. This, I understand, even the holy elders do. They take no advantage of his youthful appearance. Instead, they yield to him as to one who is mindful in God. But of course, not merely to him. Instead, to the Father of Jesus the Anointed One, who is the overseer over all. Therefore, to the honor of him who loves us, you must obey without any insincerity. Because in this case, one does not so much deceive the overseer, who can be seen, but instead seeks to outwit the one who is invisible. But all such conduct must not be accounted to flesh, but rather with God, who knows our hidden thoughts. Therefore, it is not enough to be Christians in name, rather, to be so in reality. So also, there are indeed those who use the name of overseer, while their actions are without any regard for him. But such men, it seems to me, are lacking in good conscience, for they do not gather together regularly according to the commandment. Therefore, seeing that all things have an end, two things are set before us, both the death and the life, and each of us will depart to his appropriate place. For, as there are two kinds of coins, indeed, the one of God, but the other of the world, and each is stamped in its own way, so the unfaithful have the stamp of the world, but the faithful have the stamp of God the Father through Jesus the Anointed One in love. unless we freely choose to die through him unto his suffering, his life is not in us.